Welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking into the hidden architecture of control panels, basically wiring ducts.
Yeah, it's a really great topic.
Right. We've got technical guides from Panduit, Phoenix Contact, and some others. And our mission today is to figure out how these extruded plastic channels do, you know, way more than just hide messy cables.
Oh, absolutely. They actually ensure industrial safety and keep the machines running stable.
Yeah, because when you open an automation cabinet, you really shouldn't see a tangled web of wires. You should see this meticulously planned grid. I actually like to think of it like a city's traffic grid.
Oh, I like that comparison.
Right. You want to keep the massive, noisy freight trucks, so your 230 or 400 volt AC power, completely out of the delicate bicycle lanes.
Yeah, the bicycle lanes being your 24-volt DC control signals.
Exactly. And to maintain that traffic grid, panel builders can't just wing it. They really have to map out the roads before they drill a single hole.
We do, yeah, because it prevents electrical noise and heat transfer.
And looking at the safety standards, like UL508A and IEC 61439.
Right. Those mandate protected repeatable workmanship.
Yeah, like keeping a 25-millimeter clearance around components. But, okay, let's unpack this for a second.
Sure, what's on your mind?
If neatness is the goal here, why use bulky ducts at all? I mean, why not just tightly zip tie all the wires together and call it a day?
Well, zip ties seem great until you actually have to fix something later.
Oh, true.
Imagine trying to trace or upgrade wires 3 years down the line with a rigid zip-tied bundle. You'd have to tear the whole thing apart.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare.
It is. Ducts let technicians go in and just deal with specific wires without destroying the whole layout. Plus, they shield the wire insulation from sharp metal edges.
Okay, so since future maintenance is kind of inevitable, I guess the physical design of the duct's sidewall is the next critical choice a builder makes.
Exactly. You've got solid wall ducts, which give maximum signal protection, but honestly, basically zero flexibility. Then you have narrow slot, which is the industry default for branching small wires, and wide slot for your high-density, thick cables.
So here's where it gets really interesting to me. If wide slots let thick cables exit so easily, why wouldn't you just use them everywhere?
To guarantee maximum flexibility for the future.
Yeah. Like, wouldn't that just be easier?
You'd think so, but there's a mechanical trade-off there. Wide slots don't have the fine wire retention you need.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they leave the bundle pretty exposed. Mm. So if you route smaller PLC devices through them, the wires just kind of spill right out when you take the cover off.
Oh, wow.
So narrow slots are way superior for holding those small wires in place.
Okay, got it. But even if you pick the perfect narrow slot, how do you know when you've shoved too many wires inside?
Oh, builders actually calculate the wire area using outside diameters, you know, pi times radius squared.
Right, doing the math.
Exactly. And they strictly cap the duct fill ratio at like 50 to 60%.
Wait, only 60%? So what does this all mean? It's kind of like packing a suitcase, right?
Yeah.
If you fill it to 100%, the zipper's going to burst.
That is a perfect analogy. If you tack a duct full, the cover just pops right off.
Right.
Plus, that 60% rule ties directly to heat dissipation and leaving physical space for future machine expansion.
Okay, that makes sense. And speaking of the plastic covers, the installation seems super specific. You can't just take a handsaw to them, can you?
No, you really can't. Cutting PVC requires dedicated guillotine shears.
Wait, they can't just use a utility knife.
If they do, it causes this jagged, cracked PVC, and that completely ruins the cover snaps.
Wow, which I guess defeats the whole purpose of protecting the wires in the first place.
Exactly.
So I guess the big takeaway for you listening is that you now know wiring duct isn't just some cosmetic plastic trim.
No, not at all.
It's this vital containment system requiring precise geometry, the right type selection, and specialized tooling.
Yeah, it's essential for industrial safety and stable machine operation.
Definitely. But I want to leave you with a provocative thought to ponder before we wrap up. We currently rely on these passive PVC channels to manage wire health, right? But as industrial cabinets grow denser and run hotter, what happens when wiring ducts evolve to actively monitor internal temperatures rather than just passively holding the wires?